like. Bring up anything you want. 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Daryl.
Allie's here from AllieHavens.com. That's her blog. And I have to admit, Allie, I haven't been recently. What's fresh over at AllieHavens.com?
I like to share a lot of stuff. And of all the Austrian economists, Bob Murphy has to be my favorite. So I shared his Merry Christmas video, which I thought was really awesome and funny. So go check it out at AllieHavens.com.
Excellent. And, of course, Allie is also part of Ladies in Keene, which is one of the blogs from here in the Keene, New Hampshire area. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. To bring you all up to speed, if you're just tuning in, we spent the first hour talking about immigration, and there's more to say about that topic tonight. We started out by talking about a story from the Associated Press, which we haven't actually finished yet, and I think it's worth finishing, about businesses being cracked down upon by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Department to the tune of $13 million in 2012. $13 million in fines were assessed against a bunch of businesses for the purposes of knocking them into shape when it comes to having their paperwork in order about immigration. They want to intimidate business owners into being obedient, and that's what their purpose is behind this enforcement program.
Have either of you read 1984?
I have not.
I have not read the book, but I did listen to the book on tape one time when I drove
across the country. That counts.
And
does this remind you at all of 1984? I mean, anything with government
somewhat.
Paperwork. And when you mentioned in the article, it said that a lot of the people, they weren't catching illegal immigrants. It was just they're getting fines because they weren't keeping their paperwork up to date correctly. And that is really one of the side effects of big government is having all this paperwork and bureaucracy around business, which just creates extra unneeded expense.
For the business, which of course always gets passed on to the customer.
Exactly.
Resulting in higher prices, resulting in a lower standard of living for all of the rest of us. So that led to some phone calls. And we had Robert from Vermont on the line asking an important question. Why would the hosts of this show support having an open immigration policy, having no policy, effectively just allowing people to come here and make a better life for themselves, get a job, get a place to live, start their own business? And we were in the middle of answering one of his objections, and I wanted to make sure we finished the thought. We had talked about the issue of disease, because he brought up some of these scary, there's going to be diseases and criminals if you just let anybody come here.
Well, and there are diseases and criminals
already.
Already.
Right. Well, the suggestion is there would be an epidemic, and there's no evidence
Ebola
for that.
Virus.
Right. There's no evidence for that because people right now, people crossing the border in their cars, hundreds of thousands of people every single day, going back and forth from Mexico to the U.S., the U.S. to Canada. Those people are not having their mouths swabbed. There's no doctor that's stopping to check them out and make sure that they, you know, they're okay before they come here and start, you know, going to restaurants and coughing here and there and doing whatever it is people do with interacting, shaking hands, spreading germs. I mean, these things happen all day, every single day, and we're fine. We don't need to have people held up at the border for an extra 90 minutes as some doctor gives them some kind of an assessment. And then if there's a question mark, you'll hold them for an indeterminate period of time until someone can give them a pass. It's ridiculous. Those things don't happen today, and we don't need them to happen in the future. Now, the other objection was criminals. The idea being that, well, if you just let anybody come here, then the criminals are going to come in, and they're going to just kill everybody, and there's going to be murder, and there's going to be rape, and there's going to be more drug dealing, and there's going to...
You mean things that happen already?
But is he right, though, and he didn't say this explicitly, but are the people who say there'd be more crime, are they right in suggesting that if there was an open policy, that there would be more criminals here?
I don't think so.
Well, wouldn't it make sense that the average person who is prevented from coming here today would be the more likely ones to come. I mean, if you want to come here for criminal reasons, like selling drugs,
you're going to sneak across the border anyway.
Right, it's worth it to you. You have an incentive to come here that is a big dollar payout if you can make it across the border for your criminal purposes, and or you're just a psycho and you want to kill people. But you could do that in Mexico, so why would you come to?
You could do that in the army.
Yeah. People coming here are coming here for criminal purposes looking to make money, but if you could just let people come here who want to come here to make a better life for themselves, that would be the supermajority of folks that come here. That already is the supermajority of people that come here. It's just there's a bunch of them who never get a chance to come because, as you pointed out, there's all these quotas. And if the U.S. government has already met its quota on people coming here from Nambia, then if you're from Nambia, you are SOL, and you get to stay right where you are. So having average people being able to come make a better life for themselves brings our quality of life up. It adds more people into the marketplace to bring their unique skills and their vision and their entrepreneurship here to this country to make life better for all of us. And one of the things he didn't bring up, but inevitably somebody will if this topic goes on long enough, is, well, there's not enough room. There's not enough room in this country.
There's plenty of room.
That's just funny to me.
Yeah. Look, I could understand if all you've ever done is spent your life in an urban environment, in a city where everything's stacked up on top of one another, then I could see if you, you know, didn't ever pay any attention outside. If, like, New York City was all you knew, then I could see why you might think, yeah, there's no more room, because it's pretty packed there. But the rest of the country, I think about 96-97% of the landmass in the United States is almost entirely unoccupied.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, it's something like 2 to 4% of the country is urban zone. The rest of it's the woods or the plains.
I think what should be a higher priority in people's minds than people coming in unwelcome is people not being allowed to leave the United States.
That's another thing.
They're tightening up restrictions on Americans leaving, probably for a good reason, because people are starting to look at the economy and saying, I'm going to try someone else's economy. This isn't going in the right direction. I don't see it getting better anytime soon. And leaving, and they're actually making it harder for people to leave.
That's right.
You know, that actually reminds me of a Facebook thread that I saw not too long ago where someone posted, people should not be allowed to leave the U.S. to avoid taxes. And somebody said, well, maybe, you know, the taxes are too high or whatever. Well, if you don't like it, leave. So they're speaking
can't
out
have
of
it
both
ways.
You can't leave to avoid taxes, but if you don't like it here, leave.
Josh is on the line listening in Lincoln, Nebraska. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Josh.
I just wanted to make a couple points. I think you guys are missing a couple of the previous callers' points about one of them. The caller mentioned the drug war and how people were coming to the U.S. to be safer, and I think that's, you know, a valid point. If the U.S. would cut back on the drug war and stop these crazy things that we're doing in Mexico, then the Mexican people wouldn't, you know, feel the need to come here. I think a lot of them do come here because they think that the U.S. is safer.
Was that what Lauren was saying? That people are coming here because of the drug
That's
war going
right.
on in
I
other
think,
countries?
I think you guys were too busy mocking him to understand his point, though. That's the way I took it.
That might be what he's saying.
That I'd like to make is, you know, we as Americans, we have a Social Security number, the government has our fingerprints, so when people commit crimes, they're easily tracked. When people can just come in willy-nilly like you guys think they should be, then how are you going to, like, fingerprints? If somebody leaves some fingerprints at a crime, you can't really track them.
Have you been fingerprinted?
I get fingerprinted when I go to the bank or when you go to, like, Walmart to cash a check.
Wow.
You don't?
No,
my bank doesn't do that. And Walmart,
I have been to a couple of banks where if you don't have an account there, they will ask for a thumbprint. And I don't know why. I've asked and never really gotten the answer.
They probably I'm sure that in the future it probably will be more like that, where they'll use like DNA or some kind of fingerprint or retina scanning to figure out like if you are who you really are. But I think this is a valid point where the bureaucracy requires this information. If they don't have from immigrants, then they don't know what to do when you commit a crime. They don't know what to do with you.
Stand by, Josh. We can bring you back here in a moment. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up what you want here. Immigration is on the table, but you can take control. It's Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. Free.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambrin, and it's the only product on the market today, clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambrin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambrin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambrin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. Features like our archives. We've got a bunch of them going back for years, and they're all free at freetalklive.com, so enjoy those. Plus, you can listen live as well, and listen delayed, because our live streams are live during our show, when we're live from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, but all the other 21 hours in the day, you can hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, repeating over and over again until your heart's content. And, of course, once you've heard enough Free Talk Live, you can always switch over to LRN.FM and hear other great liberty-oriented programs there. But go to freetalklive.com to get started on doing some more listening whenever you want. We're always there for you. freetalklive.com. Now, you've been hearing about Bitcoins for quite a while now on Free Talk Live. The number of people using them around the world is exploding. Now, if you have a business and you want to accept Bitcoins, and the longer things go on, the more popular Bitcoins become, the more likely you're going to have customers contacting you and saying, hey, why can't I pay in Bitcoins? Well, why don't you get ahead of that happening and set yourself up to receive Bitcoins now? That way your customers will see that and say, Bitcoins, they accept Bitcoins, that's pretty cool, and because they might already know about Bitcoins, and or you'll turn them on to Bitcoins, which presumably will only be a good thing for your customers, because Bitcoins have been a good thing for me, and I think that they're an amazing concept that actually allows you to have control over your money. It's a decentralized currency and transfer system, all built into one. It's decentralized in that there's no central printing location. It's on the internet. There's no central server that can be shut down or robbed or something like that. It depends on the network. It's peer-to-peer, and it works. You can transfer money to anybody you want, anywhere around the world, in just moments. And that can help your business. Now, BitPay has made it easy for you, because it can be confusing. You know, when you just first get into Bitcoins, you got to learn a lot about how it works just to try to do it all yourself. BitPay handles a lot of the hard stuff for you. They can make it easy to accept Bitcoins and even cash them into U.S. dollars, for instance, which is useful for a business owner, because right now most of the companies you're doing business with probably aren't accepting Bitcoins yet. So if your customers are paying you in Bitcoins, it makes sense to make the transition from those to cash. BitPay.com can help you, and their fees are lower than credit cards. There's no risk of chargebacks or fraud with Bitcoins. Go to BitPay.com, get started, sign up for an account. It's easy. BitPay.com. We're going to go back to the phones here and your thoughts with Josh in Lincoln. Wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out, Josh. So go ahead.
No, I kind of got them out. I just think you guys were kind of missing the point of the last two callers that were...
Oh, no, I got the point real clear. It's fear, 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 fear. Be afraid of all these people coming here into this country. It's going to ruin everything.
Is that really what you heard? Because you need to open your ears a little bigger.
I heard disease and crime.
Listen,
that's fear-mongering.
Listen, do you not understand the point that I'm making about our government knows stuff about us that they don't know about illegal immigrants.
Why do you want the government to know things about you?
So when crimes are committed, there are ways to track those people and arrest the people.
You're fear-mongering too, man.
Fingerprints.
So let me make sure I'm clear. You support the government building files on everyone in this country. Just so we're clear, Josh, you support, we're talking over one another now.
Everything.
I want to understand what you're saying here. You think you support the government collecting information about absolutely everyone in this country?
You're like a liberty hipster, dude. You are like so elitist.
You call the hipster like every time I'm on.
Seriously.
He's not a hipster.
You are like the biggest elitist.
So you're good at calling names. Now can you address the point?
No, you're not. You are calling me a fearmonger. You need to listen.
That's accurate.
Call you a fearmonger.
No, I'll call him a fearmonger.
Fear, fear, fear.
That's fearmongering. Fear. So yeah, I would say that's fair.
No, it's a reality. Crimes are committed every day. Is that fear? Is that reality?
That's reality, and the crimes are also committed by the government.
Are people tracked every day?
Do you support
their fingerprints and their dental records and the stuff that our government has on us?
Like, you support the government collecting that?
The government has it. The CSI would use dental records if, like, some freak was biting on people or something. You know, it's not fear. Mm-hmm. It's reality.
All right, Josh. So my final question for you is, do you support the government collecting as much data as possible on people in this country.
No, I don't support that. Not at all. Not at all.
Okay, Josh, I have...
That information is collected when we're born.
Nope,
that
it's not.
They took your blood records when you were born. They took your fingerprints. Fingerprints.
Sorry, dude.
Well, I believe in
not right about that.
I believe in accountability, and I think that the point they're bringing up. I actually had someone who was really close to me get in a car accident with an illegal immigrant, and this was in Alabama. And there was, an employer in town who was in bed with a local government there. And this is just speculation as to why this particular illegal immigrant got off without any kind of repercussions for hitting this person I was close to. It was totally his fault. And they knew who he was. They could have tracked him down. They knew who his employer were, who his employer was, but they didn't do anything about it because that would hurt, the government's friend. And in certain cases, I think that, that they're not held accountable, but I don't blame the illegal immigrants for the system. The system just benefits some businesses over others.
Stop being a hipster.
Sorry.
Is Josh still on the line?
Yes, he's still there.
Josh, I have a question for you. I have a question for you. You said something about every American has a Social Security number and gets tracked all the time. You said that, correct?
Yeah, isn't that kind of the state we're in right now?
Actually, not everybody that is born in the U.S. has a Social Security number. I know at least three people that do not have Social Security numbers that were born and raised in the U.S.
Out of the hundreds of people that you know three people, and you think that's significant?
Did I say a significant number? I said there are people.
No, but don't you think the point that you're making is insignificant if you know three people without Social Security
numbers?
I only know three people that are vocal about not having Social Security numbers.
He's just pointing out that you're incorrect about this idea that the government's collecting your fingerprints.
Everybody.
Excuse me. The majority.
The government is not collecting anyone's fingerprints when you're born. Sorry, that's just not happening. Your fingerprints will be collected if you and your parents go down on one of those cop collect fingerprints days that they have for little kids, or if you're convicted of some sort of, or arrested by the police.
Or if you're born on a military base?
I really don't think that your fingerprints are going to be very valuable right out of the womb, but I could be wrong on that point. Thanks, Josh, for the call. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Jerry's listening in St. George, Utah, to KZNU. Hey, Jerry.
How you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
You know, I don't know. I just started thinking, and I've thought over the last several years as I've heard this immigration argument. I've never heard anybody bring up the point, and I don't know that it's a fact, but it's definitely a point that I would like to know the answer to.
All right.
How does this affect the country where the people are coming from? So, in other words, if we're taking the engineers, we're taking the workers,
Good question. Let's talk about it here in a moment, Jerry. Stand by. We'll bring you back. 855-450-FREE. How does immigration into this country affect the countries from which the immigrants are coming? It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
We have witnessed two terrible storms in the east, but we are still in the eye of the perfect storm. The most devastating economic condition since the Great Depression. America's worst drought in agricultural history. And now the economic results of the presidential election. This perfect storm is a huge threat to everyone's food supply. I just doubled down and got even more supplies from eFoods Direct, and I recommend you do the same. It's time to get your own supply from eFoods Direct. I know I won't be standing in a bread line trading my freedom for food. I'm taking control of my future. And you're nuts if you don't do the same. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the specials. And you can start with a holiday gift pack that's normally $80, now under $50. Remember, I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Would you rather prepare 6 months too early or one day too late? 409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free, 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us on our website. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you on the site. And those features include our mobile site. Maybe you have a smartphone and would like quick access to our live streams. We've got them right there for you at m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com. Plus, you can link to our podcast from there, as well as download software that you might not already have for your cell phone that will make it possible to tune in those streams. And Daryl is with us here tonight from his website, which is fpp.cc. And what is the special that you've got coming up on your website soon?
Well, beginning at 3 o'clock in the morning Eastern Time, which would be midnight Pacific Time, okay, the beginning of Saturday, the Diary of Henry Myers will be free for all Amazon Kindle users until New Year's Day.
Excellent. So you have, what, 3 days? What is that?
4 days.
4 days. A little bit of a larger window of time this time, which could be good because maybe, yes, you'll build some shares on Facebook and, you know, shares in social networking. This is your brand new book that you've just published.
The novelette, mm-hmm, The Diary of Henry Myers, which is set in a futuristic dystopian empire, Namsoko, and it's told from the point of view of Henry Myers, and it's told in diary form, which is unlike any other book that I'm aware of, other than maybe the Diary of Anne Frank, but that was an actual diary.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as, you know, dystopian novellas, this is totally different.
and you can save yourself the whatever the cost of it would normally be. What is it, a few bucks normally?
The Kindle version is normally $1.49.
So you can get it for cost zero.
You can get it for $0.
Yeah. And if you do it after 3 a.m. Eastern time tonight until midnight New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Pacific. Okay. So, and do that through fpp.cc?
You can go to shop.fpp.cc, use the Amazon link, or just go directly to Amazon, however it is you get to Amazon.
Right.
And just type in The Diary of Henry Myers.
All right. So that's, again, through fpp.cc. All kinds of other great stuff there. Be sure to check it out. 855-450-FREE. Once again, the SACL CAI toll-free line. We're talking immigration. We've got Jerry on the line. He's listening to KZNU out in St. George, Utah. And, Jerry, your question was, how does immigration into this country affect the countries whence others are coming, whence those immigrants are coming? Is that correct?
Right. And I guess the way I came to that thought was I'm in construction, and I work with a lot of Mexicans. My wife's in the medical field in Vegas. She works with a lot of Mexicans.
Getting worried about
and
Mexico?
Growing up out here in the West, I've known lots of Mexicans. And I got to say the majority of the Mexicans that I've known, both English, a lot of them, most of them, and good people.
Absolutely. That's I mean, always been my experience. Yep, that's yeah. always been my experience.
Love
and not
having,
just
love having them as a neighbor.
Yep.
I've been in Mexican town in Mexican sections of Vegas that I didn't feel comfortable in. I think that's a problem when you have massive immigration like we've had, just open borders with Mexico for the last years. Mexicans come over here and they form their own communities and they don't become Americans. They stay Mexicans living in America. I don't know that I like that. I don't know
well,
how you solve it necessarily.
That's something that,
I think
you
that's
know.
The problem. But here's my real point. All these good people that have some kind of gall. I mean, they got some cojones. You know, it takes something special to leave your home country. A lot of them leave their family, come to this country, spend years making money, making a way, paving a way for their family to come up here with them. That's special people. What does that leave behind in Mexico if you're allowing all these special people to come up here to America? Can they
home? I think it's a good question.
Mexico,
Jerry, I don't know if you can hear a word I'm saying because I've yet to be able to really. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I just want to address, before we get to the big question here in a moment, I want to address the idea of people from the same general area living in the same general area in a different country, say like Chinatown, for instance.
Chinatown,
Little Italy. These are things that are common in this country. And yes, generally when you go into these places, there's a chance you might encounter somebody who doesn't speak English. But over the years, generations, like two or three generations, people who move to this country do learn English because it's in their best interest to learn English, because if you're in Chinatown or Little Italy or wherever, you want to be able to interact with the people that are coming in to possibly do business with you. So I don't see that as a bad thing necessarily. People should be able to organize themselves in whatever way that they want to.
Right, but what I'm talking about, and Chinatown was probably formed from the Chinese coming over here and building the railroads, and that's where they ended up over in San Francisco. We needed those people to build those railroads to help industrialize this country, to help the whole world become better.
Sure,
we needed that at that time. But do we need Mexicans, for example?
It doesn't. It doesn't matter. Right. I mean, as you pointed out, these people are
a country that has some serious issues going on.
Yeah. Look, the people who are coming over from
them coming
the,
over here, living together, and just staying Mexicans. And
the
not
people that
American?
Are coming over from Mexico are just as needed as the Chinese were for the railroads. The fact is, if they're coming over, then they see it somehow in their incentive to come over. There's some probably economic reason they're coming.
Well,
that means that the economy.
Why do we need them?
I don't know what it means to say we need them, but if by that you mean does the economy support them and encourage them to come over here, obviously, yes.
I know the economy supports them. Matter of fact, I know a lot of them work the system, and they're not the only ones. There's lots of groups of people, polygamists, for example, the FLDS.
Working the economy is called profit.
They all live on the state. I mean,
well, that's a problem, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
that's a problem with the welfare.
That's a problem with the fact that, Jerry, that's a problem with the fact that the state exists in the first place, and the state has all these welfare programs. So let's take that up with the state. And let's answer the bigger question, though. You did make a good point. The people that can make it here from another place, these are exceptional people who have taken the time and the effort and the ability, you know, they have the ability to get here. These are people that in a lot of cases are very entrepreneurial. They're people that are, in a lot of cases, start businesses. In this country, the average immigrant is more likely to be a business owner than is the average American. So these are really valuable people to the economy. And, of course, if there were open immigration, even more of those folks would come here. Now, what does that do to the other countries?
Well, right.
So here's the answer. If Mexico or any other country realizes that they're losing people to the United States because the United States is more free, then they have an incentive at that point to make their country more free. So ultimately,
well, I don't know that Mexico, without these good people, has much incentive to improve themselves at all.
It matters. You don't want people leaving
your... I would think that Mexico is probably becoming more corrupt.
I think there's a lot of misinformation about Mexico.
I know for the last couple of years, there's been some serious issues come to light in Mexico with the cartels and with the government being corrupt.
Jerry, there's plenty of corruption here in the United States, from the small towns to the big cities. They have guns in Mexico.
They have guns in Mexico that were given to them by the U.S. government.
We're not going to, as a coalition, as a National Guard plays a huge role in this.
Jerry, thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you this evening, and thank you for making the call. 855-450-FREE. It seemed difficult. It was kind of difficult to have a conversation.
And just to remind everybody, Einstein immigrated to the U.S. from Germany, and I believe he helped build the bomb. So for the people saying, you know, we can't have people immigrate here and come here because blah, blah, blah. Well, the Germans could have had the bomb had Einstein stayed there.
I didn't hear him saying we can't have people come here. I just heard him asking good questions.
Not him specifically, but other people, you know, previous callers had said, you know, we don't need people coming here.
Ali never had a chance to really address the Mexico corruption issue.
Yeah, I think a lot of Americans have this vision of Mexico is like the super scary place, and it's corrupt, and it's like, you know, Detroit all over the place, and it's... Their scary cities are like our scary cities. And actually, I have family members who live in Mexico now, and it's just as safe as the United States. It's not like more scary than
where are they living, though? In like a tourist town?
They are living in Cozumel, but when you look at the statistics, it's not like Mexico's that bad.
We're coming up, 855-450-FREE, Free Talk Live.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Attention, this is an announcement for our listeners who drive gasoline vehicles. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that there is now an automotive accessory that exceeds its own fuel-saving claims. Consumer Protection has confirmed that most gasoline vehicles will get 22% more miles per gallon with an accessory called Platinum 22. To find out if Platinum 22 will give your vehicle 22% more miles per gallon, you should call 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me correctly, 1-800-LESS-GAS. You heard me. Federal Consumer Protection has confirmed that the Platinum 22 accessory will deliver 22% more miles per gallon to most gasoline vehicles. You should pick up the phone and call 1-800-LESS-GAS to find out if it will help your vehicle. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. 1-800-LESS-GAS. 22% more miles per gallon. 1-800-LESS-GAS.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh?
That's great.
But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like a light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy the features that are waiting for you on our website. We've got news updates. You can get signed up, and we'll keep you in the loop via email, Twitter, or Facebook. Whatever your preference is, you'll find out the latest about Free Talk Live. And if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you will know more than just the latest about the show, because we'll post updates during the program, including questions, observations, show prep. Go to news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com. BitInstant.com. It's the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations, including your computer at home. But also, you can go out to CVS or Walmart and a bunch of other places all around the world in 30 countries. All you need to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, and then take care of business. It's just a matter of, like I said, you go to CVS, pick up the MoneyGram phone, and put a little bit of information in, and all of a sudden you've got bitcoins in your account after you pay at the register. It's really simple. BitInstant.com. That's BitInstant.com. As we go to the phones and go to Creighton, listening in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Allie, and Daryl.
How's it going tonight, guys?
Hey, Creighton, what's on your mind?
Well, I was going to extend the current topic, and I wanted to have a little thought game about
right.
this idea of having a quarantine for immigrants coming over to this country by whatever means. And it occurs to me that there's only a limited number of ways that this could work out. The most likely being that we spend an awful lot of money to accomplish nothing at all, and no one ever gets a positive coming into this country. And that's actually the best case scenario. The next most likely scenario is that some form of novel human disease is developed in another country and then comes across to be via a carrier. And because it's novel, we have no way to test for it. And they just get let into the country anyway, and that's an epic fail.
Mm-hmm.
And the final way that this would work out is that someone is ill of a not novel disease comes across the Atlantic in an aircraft or an 8-hour flight with 300 people in the same airspace and lands, and then they discover that this person is ill and this spent 8 hours with 300 other people, many of whom are U.S. citizens and would have no reason to be detained. And then all of a sudden, we have to spend gobs of effort to actually determine if everyone else on the plane is, in fact, ill themselves. Mm. So there's no way that this ends up being better than just the normal way at which we discover that an illness has entered the country.
Well, and if somebody wants to get an illness in here bad enough, they'll just mail letters randomly to people and make sure that there's, you know, just small portions of the pores or cells or bacteria or whatever on the letter or on a package or something.
I don't think most people coming here would be attempting to, purposefully bring an infection, but certainly someone who really wanted to do that could definitely get an infection in here. It wouldn't be hard to do. Crichton, any other thoughts you want to share?
No, thank you. That was largely it.
Great points. Nice. Appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, all it would end up doing would be being a huge boondoggle for money from the federal government for whatever, you know, doctor's service would
we
have
need
to
more
supply.
Money.
They'd have to hire a bunch of, medical professionals.
I've got it. Giant hamster wheels. We put everyone in a giant hamster wheel for 90 days after they cross the border.
Okay.
So they sweat it all out?
That way, yeah, they're quarantined and we don't have to find places to keep them.
And they could generate power for the country
giant
as well.
Giant hamster wheels.
Yeah, I never understood why in gyms they don't let the, you know, people generate power there. It seems like they're doing a lot of working their butts off for no gain.
So let me get back to the original story here, guys, because the original story is pretty outrageous about what the ICE folks are doing to business owners and employees around this country with over $13 million in fines handed out just in the year 2012. That's up from $1 million 5 years ago. The story's from the Associated Press, and it talks about one business who was targeted, fined $17,000 simply for having technicalities on their record keeping. The audits are part of a $138 million worksite enforcement effort. They rely on ICE officers showing up, scouring over payroll records to find names that don't match Social Security numbers or other identification databases. The audits don't make any sense before a legalization program, said Daniel Costa, an immigration policy analyst at the Economic Policy Institute, a Washington, D.C. think tank. He says you're leaving the whole thing up to an employer's eyesight and subjective judgment. That's the failure of the law. There's no verification at all. Then you have the government making a subjective judgment about a subjective judgment. An AP review of audits that resulted in fines in fiscal year 2011 shows the federal government is fining industries across the country reliant on manual labor and that historically have hired immigrants. The data provides a glimpse into the results of a process affecting thousands of companies and thousands of workers nationwide. So they're not just targeting any average companies. They're targeting the ones that they believe are most likely to have violations.
What does he mean by subjective judgments by the business owners and by the ones doing the auditing?
It's a confusing statement, but my interpretation of that is that
it's a judgment call.
Well, the employer is taking whatever papers come from this employee, and they have to figure out whether or not it looks right. And they, if they're not going through the government's verification program, then put all those papers on file. And then you've got another government bureaucrat coming through and checking that information. So it's,
And then they transcribe the information from one set of documents onto the official papers. And then if the papers don't match what the document says, so Marcus, who was on the show last night, he's been going through something just here in New Hampshire where his Social Security card has one name and his driver's license from New Jersey had a different name. I forget which one had Mark and which one had Marcus. But he was going through and had to jump through a bunch of hoops and hurdles and pay the city of Keene $90 to legally become Marcus, a name that he has gone by his entire life.
Wow.
Wow.
So some sort of boondoggle like that
Welcome to
could
King.
Wind up getting somebody one of these $17,000 fines.
Wow. Over the years, ICE has switched back and forth between making the names of the companies fined public or not. Lately, ICE has emphasized its criminal investigations of managers, such as Dunkin' Donuts manager or a Dunkin' Donuts manager in Maine, who was sentenced to home arrest for knowingly hiring undocumented immigrants, or a manager of an Illinois hiring firm who got 18 months in prison. Many employers also wonder how ICE picks the companies that it probes. The ICE bureaucrat spokesperson said, geography is not a factor, the size of the company is not a factor, and the industry it is in is not a factor. But, of course, the AP review of the statistics shows
everything
that
everything is a factor.
Those absolutely are factors. Anyway, he says we can audit any company anywhere of any size. He said he added that ICE auditors follow leads from the public. That's a snitch. Other employers, snitching, employees, snitches, and do perform some random audits. But ICE auditors hit ethnic stores, restaurants, bakeries, manufacturing companies, construction, food packaging, janitorial services, catering, dairies, and farms. The aviation branch of corporate giant GE, franchises of sandwich shop Subway, and a subsidiary of food product company Heinz were among some of the companies with national name recognition. GE was fined $2,000. In fiscal year 2011, the most recent year reviewed by the AP, the median fine was $11,000, meaning half of the companies fined were fined more than $11,000 and the other half fined under $11,000. The state with the most workplaces fined was Texas, with 63, followed by New Jersey with 37. The lowest fine was $90 to a Massachusetts fishing company, and the highest fine was $394,000 to an employment agency in Minneapolis, according to the data released to the AP through a public records request.
Wow.
Bench.
So it reminds me of what you're reading from one of the business owners who said, you know, if you're going to do this, you have to do it for everyone or nobody. And I think you made a good point, and then he was right when he said they should just do it for nobody. But I think the point he's really making is that everyone, almost all business, in some industries, almost every business has, like, depends on illegal immigrants. And that you would just topple entire industries if you tried to do this for everyone.
Well, if you ever look at what happens when they come in and they do a raid and they arrest a bunch of employees from, say, like a packing plant or something like that, and it's in a small town where that plant is, like, the big business in the town dies. Businesses go under as a result of these things happening.
Georgia dies.
Yep, 855-453. Hour 3's next. You take control. Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit weusecoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses could be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just three of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.